Hello and welcome to Exhortations. My name is Russ Earl and I will be your speaker. This program is brought to you by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. You can find out more about the Church of Christ here in Ooligah and our radio programs by visiting OoligahRadio.org and by also visiting OoligahCFC.org. Our topic today is reputation. You might also say reputation and influence. We're going to look at a definition of reputation and influence. We first have to realize that all have influence, whether it be good or bad. All possess influence, whether good and bad. The rich and poor possess an influence. The young and old possess an influence. The weak and strong possess an influence. Influence can be changed from evil to good or from good to evil. But we are reminded in Matthew chapter 5, as we see here, the Christian is reminded in Matthew 5 and looking at verse 16, that we are to be the lights of the world. Christ says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." We also see next that the value or the purpose of our reputation and of our influence. We find that a good name is to be desired. We find in Proverbs chapter 22, and looking at verse 1, says, "A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, loving favor rather than silver and gold." So a good name is to be chosen rather than great riches. If we think about our influence, our reputation, you know, many times for those of us who are working, we trade or we work, our work depends on our reputation, and we do not want that tarnished, and we want our Christian standard, our Christian light to be looked upon with a good reputation as well. A good name is valuable. We find this idea in Ecclesiastes chapter 7. In Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 1 says, "A good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth." So we see here a good name is better than precious ointment. That is, it is good. It is going to be helpful. We know ointment is used to heal and to soothe, and a good name is better than even that. We find in Matthew 5 verses 13 and 14 that the Christian reputation is compared to the idea of being the salt of the earth. We are the only chance that many people have today to hear the gospel. In Matthew 5, verses 13 and 14, the Bible says, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that sits on a hill cannot be hidden." We are the salt of the earth, and we are the light of the world, so we must have a good reputation and not allow our lights to be put out or our salt to lose its flavor. We see the purpose of reputation. Others see our good works. In Matthew 5 and verse 16, we also see that our reputation, our influence, and it being a good influence, a positive one, is one that others see and is one that glorifies God. How do we influence others, and how do we use our reputation before others? It is in what we say, as we see in Matthew chapter 12, looking at verses 34 and verse 35. And here the Bible says in verse 34, "Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." And so we see here, as we look again now, look at verse 20, verse 35, "A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and the evil man out of the evil treasures brings forth evil things." And so it is in what we say. It also is in what we do, as we see in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 27. It's also in how we love in John chapter 13, verses 34 and verse 35. It's in the faith that we have in James 2 and verse 18, a working faith. And seeing how either we are godly or ungodly, how godly are we or how ungodly are we? We find this in 1 Peter 1, verse 15, and also in 1 Peter 2, verses 21 and 22. Something you also want to be mindful of is that our influence lives on after death. We see that in Hebrews 11 and verse 4 that Abel was not dead, yet he lived. That is, that his example lived on. And we find this exact same idea in Revelation 14 and verse 13, where the Bible tells us there in Revelation 14 and verse 13, it says, "Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them." Life of parents lives on in their children. So you see in Deuteronomy chapter 11 and verse 19, they are to teach their children. And so the parents' reputation, the parents' influence lives on. The influence of friends and neighbors will live on as well. We know that they will know us by our fruit, and they also will, we realize in Matthew 5, verse 16, that the world sees our every move. So the Christian reputation, the Christian influence is one that must be taken seriously, and one we must be careful is one that we want it, our reputation to be one that is good, and one that we know is not only pleasing to others, but also is pleasing to God. Thank you for listening, and have a great week. Our motto here on Exhortations comes from Hebrews 3 and verse 13, one that we might remember every day. Here in verse 13, the Bible says, "But exhort one another daily while it's called a day, lest any of you be hardened to the deceitfulness of sin."